Jane Muscatel came from the wine country, a fact he was proud of, as proud could be. Well, then he walked, and anyone would see, yes, as fun as staunch could be. Sang's the name, set up a champagne. He walked and talked proud, straight and tall. Some said he was the staunchest vintner of all. Well, even a wine owl lying out in the hall would rise to attention at the sound of the call. Shane's the name, what's yourn? I'd like a sauterne. To a saloon a bit farther than he ordered, he didn't see the ale, stout, and porter. No, Shane didn't realize that he had crossed the border, so he walked up anyway, and he called out his order. Shane's the handle, I'd like a Zinfandel. Well, the crowd at that bar reacted much like you did. On any other day, Shane would have been shot full of lead. But Hetty Stein, the barmaid, oh, that kid, sidled up beside him, took his arm and said, "Say, dark stranger, you look so nice. Why not heed some friendly advice and buy beer, Mr. Shane? It won't besmirch your name. Otherwise, you're fair game, and you've only yourself to blame." By the way, before I go, is there any of that Merlot? Thank you anyway. I can do something else now by my friends.